This may be one of the best Hovens I've ever tasted, and by the time you actually buy it, my bottle might already be gone. I wasn't even planning on reviewing this bottle yet because my interview with Jaime and Keith hasn't been released. But after spending the last week with it, I couldn't wait any longer. Every time I poured another glass, I liked it even more. And now I'm looking at this bottle thinking, man, I probably should slow down a little bit. So today we're going to talk about the brand new Kotoro 100 Hoven. And this is just a preview of what's coming from this brand. And you guys got to keep your eyes out on this one. It's pretty amazing. Welcome back to Tasting Tequila with Brad. I recently had the opportunity to sit down with Jaime and Keith, the two masterminds behind Kotoro 100. And I was going to tell you, after talking to them, you can hear the passion they have every time they talk about tequila. This interview will be coming up on my channel very soon, so check it out. But before it does, I want to give this bottle a little bit of a spotlight because it's so phenomenal. This is their soon-to-be-released Hoven, bottled at 49% ABV. And this isn't just another Hoven thrown together to fill up a lineup. This is carefully built. It's a blend of their high-proof Blanco, their high-proof Repo, and one single-barrel Añejo. During the interview, I tried to get them to tell me exactly what percentages were used, but they weren't giving that one up. It's a little bit of a secret. But after tasting this tequila, though, I understand why. They've landed on a blend that just flat works out great. Now, I have to say, this brand is a little close to my heart because they did have me come down and help pick what their high-proof was going to taste like, and it was a phenomenal experience. Now, production matters. Kotoro 100 doesn't cut any quarters. This tequila is made at the legendary Nam 1414 by master distiller Sergio Cruz, one of the names that tequila lovers have learned to trust. They start with Highland Blue Weber Agave. It is Hema medium cut is the way it's cut out of the fields. From there, it is slow cooked in the brick ovens there at the distillery. After cooking, they're crushed through their roller mill into wild fermentation, allowing the yeast from the environment to do its work, along with a little classical music. And after that, it is double distilled into copper pot stills. And that's the beauty before this tequila ends up as a Blanco and then goes into those barrel components, finally blended together to give us this Hoven. Now, let's give you a little bit of an understanding of what a Hoven is. A Hoven is any aged tequila that's been blended with a Blanco. Hoven means young. So if you have a Reposado and you blend it with some Blanco, it's a Hoven. In this case, it's a little bit of an Añejo, a high-proof Repo, blended with their high-proof Blanco, and that's what the category of Hoven is. So let's hit the nose of this one, because this one, it's amazing. First of all, you get great cooked agave, vanilla bean, caramel, honey, orange, cinnamon. And the cinnamon, to me, just dives out of the glass, and it is one of my favorite smells to get in tequila. But there's also a little bit of a floral character, and you do get that minerality of what 1414 smells like. Let's dive into the taste. There's a floral note. There's a cooked agave note. There's caramel and butterscotch, vanilla. That cinnamon's there, that black pepper's there. But what really is fantastic is how the cinnamon and this oak note comes together with the cooked agave. It's not something that I can say that I've had in a lot of other Hovens where I can still taste like this really great minerality and spiciness of the Blanco with the cooked agave there, but have this nice like barrel nuance that is caramely and buttery and still floral and citrus. This is a really fantastic blend. Now, and let's talk about that it's the fact that it's 49% ABV. You have this high-proof tequila that already tastes fantastic. It has this punch of agave and all of this heat in it, but it's so mellowed from the Repo and Añejo that's there that it's so easy to drink. So I want to give a huge thank you to Jaime and Keith for sending me this bottle and trusting me to share my honest thoughts before its release. I truly appreciate them. I also want to say thanks for spending time with me during the interview. Yeah. Also want to say thanks to my friends over at the Tequila Report. Keith Zip Happens is also a reviewer on the Tequila Report. They're always doing a fantastic job keeping the tequila community informed about new releases, production changes, and everything that happens in the tequila world. If you're not getting the Tequila Report yet, go over to thetequilareport.com/subscribe and get it in your email. It's free and 63,000 people already do. If you're seeing this video before Kotoro 100 Hoven officially hits the shelves, keep your eyes out for it because I have a feeling this one's going to sell out very quickly. If you enjoyed today's review, I really appreciate it. If you hit that like button, that subscribe button, if you're new to the channel, it helps more tequila lovers find these videos and it helps me continue to bring you honest reviews and conversations with people making some of the best tequila in the world. Let me know down in the comments if you're a fan of Hoven tequila and most importantly, what your favorite Hoven you've ever had is. And I have a feeling Kotoro 100 could end up being on that list soon. Thanks for watching. Remember, keep on drinking great tequila. Cheers, my friends.